My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, could a supervisor be sitting in for Davin's scammer, Belinda? Listen and enjoy.
I go, because things are not going well, you do not love me? She goes, I do, but the circumstances and reality make things difficult. I go, because things are difficult, you took down all the pictures that I cherished? Are you there? Apparently she had a meeting.
No, because you, you were a big blabberpuss the last time, and that probably pissed them off on a professional level.
I hate to ruin their game, Joe. She goes, I'm here.
I'm just telling you, I the window got broken. I'm just telling you how it got broken.
I'm here. She goes, I want us to settle things. If they don't work, then I go away. She goes, I don't have the money to be chatting with you every day like I used to do. Things are very hard now. Yeah, the boss has had enough of this shit.
They want to see some, this is totally screwing on margin.
Yeah, really.
Horsing around with this. Either he pays up or we got to cut bait.
So at this point, am I talking to my girl, Belinda, or am I talking to somebody else?
This doesn't sound like the same person.
Doesn't sound like it to me either. I don't think my Belinda would treat me this way.
I don't think so. Not yep. all caps.
I think the manager sat down and go, I'll show you how to get money.
Yeah. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah.
You know? Now, in your research of the scammers, do they have like a supervisor that keeps on top? Like, is there a list of people that they're scamming and they have to report how they're making out with
I'm sure some of the more organized ones do that. Mm-hmm. But from everything I found out, I mean, listen, there are girls that work alone. There are some. But a lot of times, it's the guy telling them what to do, mm-hmm. which would lead me to believe that's what's going on here because we've heard the guy feeding her lines in the past. So it's very possible that
your regular person with the supervisor behind her or a new person.
I think we got management.
Yeah, I do too.
I think we
management
got the guy.
Management doing the typing or management over the shoulder.
I don't think it really matters much.
Sharu says she's been knocked off her chair and he's taken over the keyboard.
Give me that stupid.
I think you're right, dear.
Sharu. It's like, your company's computer guy, move!
Oh, for Christ, let me do this.
I don't care how funny you think he is. Yeah. We need the money. I don't care if you're writing porn. We wasted enough time on this asshole.
Yeah.
Scooch over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Possible.
You know they're ruining our show. You're ruining our show.
I don't think they're aware, Joe. I go, why'd you take the pictures down? She goes, you were talking to me. I thought you didn't want to talk to me anymore. They were taken down last week with a sad face. So they were taken down before this happened.
Oh.
She goes, I took some down last week and the rest today. I go, why'd you take them down last week? She goes, nothing. I go, what nothing? She goes, just want to take them down. I go, because you stopped loving me.
I think they're cracking down on nonsense over there.
I think so, too. Yeah. I think there's been a management change. Enough of this horseshit.
You ever work at a place where things aren't going, and the boss has a meeting, and things are going to change on Monday.
Yeah.
I think things changed. I think there was a big Yell meeting, and we're going to do this, and blah, blah, blah.
They spend a lot of time with me.
Yeah, and how come we don't see any results?
Because I'm not a victim. That's why.
But I understand, but on a business standpoint, you're screwing the margin up.
I most certainly am.
You know, make the sale and get out of Dodge, you know?
It's been months. 10 months.
Yeah.
10 months, not,
Ten
a
months
damn,
not, a
not a damn dime. Lots
like
of laughs.
How'd you like to go upstairs and explain that? You know?
Yeah, really.
I do it to my wife after every show. Yeah. A lot longer than 10 months.
Yeah.
If I cut an order and I'm running on less than a 15 margin, I got my ass handed to me, so I can imagine how they feel.
Yeah, really. So I go, because you stopped loving me. She goes, I haven't stopped. I've told you, things are hard. I don't have to keep them here. I won't be coming to chat. I go, things have been hard since we met, for both of us. She goes, if. I go, she won't be coming to chat. She's threatening me.
Yeah.
I go, we were chatting last week. Still you took them down. She goes, I know, but I'm faced with the serious reality now more than ever. She goes, I have to go. See you.
Now, do you notice the pattern, and we discussed this before, the pattern in how the tone between her and Davin and the tone between the scammers and Ann Jackson? Threatening, hurt,
yes.
Have to go.
Yep.
It's a play. It's a cliche playbook that they run.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
She goes, have to go. See you. I go, and I've tried to help you. There is much you do not know. Much I need to tell you, but I need to see you. Still, you took those pictures down, and I think it was to hurt me. She goes, take care, and I still love you.
That's what she said?
Yeah. I go, don't tell me you love me if I'm not going to be part of your life. That is just mean.
Yeah.
She goes, you want to be part of my life? Really? Hey, that's my line.
Really?
I go, it is you that does not...
She is your girl.
She is my girl. I warp them.
Really?
I go to her, it is you that does not include me. You have no idea what I did. I want to tell you, but not this way. April 25th. Not going well. She goes, hi. I go, hey. She goes, how are you doing? I go, it is courteous of you to ask, but there is no reason to burden yourself with something of such little import.
What? That's what she said?
That's what I said to her.
Oh, okay.
I'm quite the prick when I've been sassed.
No.
Nice the way you put her, you turned it and put her on the ropes.
Yep.
Thank you, Joe. She goes, okay, if you insist, I guess I should be out of here then. I go, why? Can I ask you a question?
It was just a good sparring session.
Yeah.
She nice. Goes, go on. I go, when did you stop loving me? She goes,
getting the money.
What?
I get the money.
She goes, when did you stop caring about me? And right here we have, once again, a class of the Brahma bullshits.
Yes.
Just not giving an inch. You now, was this my girl me. Or management? What
I
do you think
the boss had to take a piss.
Yeah, I think this is her again.
All right, this is her again.
All right, I think he's going to
Well, this is a different day. This is a different day. It's April 25th. That was April 23rd. I guess I'm doing more show than I planned on. Okay. I go, when did you stop loving me? She goes, when did you stop caring about me? I go, I never stopped for one moment. You have no idea what I've done. You have no idea what I was planning. But that does not answer my question because clearly you stopped loving me. I felt it. And that speaks to the change I feel in person typing to me.
Yeah.
That's what, like, you know, I mean, you don't like me the way the other one.
Yeah, it's like, no, yeah, you're not as convincing about your love as the other girl.
No. She goes, you know my situation. There's no need to say that I never... She goes, there's no need to say that I never stopped. I go, you're so cold to me. You did things I would never do to you. You hurt me so badly. I know about your situation. I was working to solve your problems, to help you. You have no idea the fire that burned in my heart for you. But you just hurt me, left me ruined, left me broken. Which is what they want to hear.
For more Devin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Devin's Den on iHeartRadio.